Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Gun violence is a national health emergency in this country, and we need to treat it like that.
Senator Elizabeth Warren made gun violence a centerpiece of her 2020 presidential run. With gun-related deaths now at a record high, Warren has reintroduced the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act, which includes a federal gun licensing system, a ban on military-style assault weapons, and greater investments in gun violence research. Supporters of renewable energy say 2023 could be a promising year.
Climate change is the greatest growth opportunity in our lifetime.
Representative Val Demings of Florida says climate provisions included in the Inflation Reduction Act mean more jobs, factories, and homes to use renewable energy. The act also extends renewable energy tax credits and helps remove barriers to low-income households to use clean energy sources. The national baby formula shortage isn't over just yet, but Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan applauds a bipartisan effort to pass the Access to Baby Formula Act.
It's an incredible, incredible emergency. And what I so appreciate is that we came together.
The bill helps ensure parents and babies who rely on public assistance maintain access to vital nutrition. Abbott Nutrition, the country's largest producer of baby formula, has announced plans for a new production facility in Ohio and the phase-out of its formula business in mainland China, which contributed to widespread shortages. When Democrat Wes Moore won Maryland's gubernatorial election last year, he made history by becoming the state's first black governor.
We are so energized and ready. This is our time, Maryland. This is our time.
Moore also helped his state shift to full Democratic control. The National Conference of State Legislatures says state control is more unified in either the blue or the red column than ever, while the number of divided state governments is lower than ever.
We have got to make sure that we are careful about not alienating, you know, wide swaths of the American public to the Army.
Army Secretary Christine Wormuth says general officers should exercise good judgment and avoid the so-called culture wars when using social media. A new Pew Research Center survey finds just 34% of U.S. adults think social media has been good for democracy, while 64% say it has had a bad impact. Finally, a study by Northwestern University finds some 200 counties in the U.S. have no local newspaper, while about 1,600 other counties have only one. Media observers note the places where local news is disappearing are often the same places holding disproportionate political power. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.